Good morning. To those of us listening on the web or CD, may I welcome you to sharing in our worship. It may be that you feel it is not yet appropriate for you to attend a service in person, or it may be because you have health issues, or just cannot manage down to the church. For whatever reason, I am thankful that you are sharing with us in worshipping our Lord. As last week has shown us, our service will be different from what we usually experience and how we participate in worship. I think if you were here last week, you would have been impressed in how safe we have made attending church in comparison to other places you may be visiting. A great effort and all the detail will, I hope, ensure that your time here with us is as safe as we can possibly make it. For those attending, I think you will agree that it felt amazing. One thing that has not changed is that our Lord is with us, side by side, going through what we are experiencing right now. I have a couple of intimations. We continue our Bible studies on a Thursday night at 7 p.m. on the Zoom platform. If you'd like to join us, get in touch with me or Elijah and we will send you the link. You may not be aware, but we have our own church Zoom account. It is available to any of our church organisations who may feel that it would be helpful in keeping in touch with their members. There can be up to 100 people logged on at any one time, and the length of time it can be used is unrestricted. If you feel you could make use of this facility, please get in touch with me. At the present time, with the current restrictions in place, we are still unable to open our halls for use. If or when that position changes, we will inform as many previous users as possible. And lastly, Street Level AGM has been held on Tuesday the 15th of September at 7:30 p.m. on the Zoom platform. If anyone is interested in attending, can you please get in touch with me as soon as possible and I will pass on your details in order that you can be given the web link. May you keep safe and enjoy our worship today. Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to St. John's. My name is Elijah Obinna, and if you are tuning in with us for the first time via internet or CDs, thank you for joining us. It is great to have you worship with us today. We'll now take our call to worship as recorded in Psalm number 121, Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Amen. Let us now join together to sing our opening hymn, hymn number 81. I to the hills will lift my eyes. Hymn 81.
Thank you.
let us offer unto God our prayers of adoration, confession and supplication. Creator God, you are amazing and powerful, yet you love each of us dearly. We give thanks to you for guiding our lives and ruling all of creation. We give thanks to you for the truth of your word, which assures us that our help comes from you. Thank you, Father, that you are always there for us. In the knowledge of your love and your power, we bring before you our prayers and our worship. Just and righteous God, we confess that we do not love as you love. We often do not value your image in others. We leave undone the good you call us to do. We ask, O God, that you will forgive us. Fill us afresh with your spirit and help us to reflect your love and goodness more clearly, that the world you love may know you more. Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy in this time of uncertainty and distress. Help us to keep our minds and hearts focused on you, and grant us your peace that surpasses all human understanding. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen.
Our first Bible reading is written in the book of Psalm number 22. Read it from verses 1 to 5. Hear the word of the Lord. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer, by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. Our second Bible reading is written in the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, reading from verses 6 to 7. Hear the word of the Lord. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. The Lord bless us, the reading of his holy word, and to him be praise and glory, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you, Finley, for that reading. Let us pray. Guide us, O God, by your word and spirit, and help us to find your peace through your Son, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Last Sunday, we resumed worship in our sanctuary after almost 6 months following the lockdown. Last Sunday, we also began a journey through the first letter of Peter, a letter which Peter wrote to encourage Christians who were being persecuted for their faith in Christ. The experiences of these Christians relate to the story of David Livingston, a Scottish physician, an explorer and pioneer Christian missionary with the London Missionary Society in Africa. The tenement house where Livingston was born at Shuttle Row, Blantyre, is now part of the David Livingston Center. I am thankful to George Reed, with whom I was able to visit the center in 2015 for the first time. Livingston endured much suffering as he labored to spread the gospel and open the continent to missionaries. On 4 December 1857, Livingston addressed the students of Cambridge University on leaving the benefits of England behind. During this address, he remarked, "People talk of the sacrifice I have made in spending so much of my life in Africa. Can that be called a sacrifice, which is simply paid back as a small part of a great debt owing to our God, which we can never repay? It is emphatically no sacrifice. Say rather it is a privilege. Anxiety, sickness, suffering, or danger now and then may make us pause and cause the spirit to waver and the soul to sink. But let this only be for a moment. All these are nothing when compared with the glory which shall hereafter be revealed in and for us." Livingstone did not hide the painful experiences of anxiety, sickness, suffering, and danger. He explained that he was speaking comparatively. "All these are nothing when compared with the glory which shall be revealed in and for us." Every one of us must have wondered why God allows trials to come to his children. It might be a critical illness, death of a loved one, loss of a job, the breakup of marriage, trouble with our children, a season of depression, financial difficulties, or a time of intense persecution from others because of our faith. In Psalm number 22, David expresses the most intense suffering God's servants can know. Not just that enemies surround him and that his body is in dreadful pain, but he feels that God does not hear him and does not care about his suffering. Yet even in this extreme distress, David calls God, "My God." David never loses faith or falls into complete hopelessness. In the midst of his anguish, he remembers God's past faithfulness in Israel's history. And so he says in verses 4 to 5, "In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame." 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 6 to 7 does not answer every question we could ask about trouble and the sufferings of this life. But it does provide a framework for seeing the hand of God at work in every situation of life. Peter assures his readers that their trials will only last for a little while. Of course, that little while seems to last forever when we are in trouble. When we sit by the bedside of a loved one in the hospital, time seems to go slowly. When our marriage crumbles or our children are in trouble or we lose our job and can't pay our bills, the trials seem to go on forever. Our trials may last for weeks or months or years. Sometimes they last for decades. In what sense, therefore, can Peter say that our trials are for a little while? Because everything in this life is brief when compared to eternity. We may all mouth certain phrases that make us sound spiritual when things are going well. But how we respond when life tumbles in around us tells the real story of what we truly believe. God proves our faith to us, to our loved ones, and to a watching world. The world may not understand what we believe, but they watch us from a distance to see how we respond when hard times come. And even if they don't understand it all, they are profoundly moved and drawn closer to Jesus by a believer whose faith remains strong in times of trouble. Because of our faithfulness during our trials in this life, we will share in the praise, glory, and honor that belongs to our Lord, who himself knew suffering and pains. We don't see those things very clearly now. But in that day, as we look back across the pathway of life, we will see that nothing was wasted. We will see that God knew what he was doing all along. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. There is a piece of music that I had a very personal musical journey with through lockdown, but it can be reflected in a very spiritual way. At the beginning of lockdown, I spontaneously started making daily piano videos to share with family and friends. I offered to record any musical requests of any type that they might make. And a child asked if I could play something from the Disney film Frozen 2. I didn't know any of the songs, so I listened to them, and one stood out to me, called Into the Unknown. And so the next thing I had to do was find out if there was a solo piano arrangement of the song, rather than voice and orchestra, which it had been written for. And there was. I listened to it, and I thought it was wonderful. And so I set about learning it. But very quickly it became apparent that this was not nearly as straightforward as it had sounded. In fact, as time went on, I began to wonder if I would be able to play it at all. But I had heard it being played, and I didn't want to disappoint. So with determination, I persevered, and little by little, it started to take shape. Sometime later, I found out that the recording I had heard of it was actually two recordings put together, where the pianist had only played half the notes each time, because it hadn't seemed possible to play them all together. That is the piece of music I would like to share with you today. And as you listen to it and the music unfolds, consider this. When COVID-19 first entered our lives, it didn't seem like too much at all. But very quickly, we were thrust into the unknown and asked to make changes to our lives that seemed almost impossible, with no end in sight. But for God, there is no unknown. He has always known the journey which we face. Having faith, putting your trust in God, and knowing that He is with you every step of the way makes every journey into the unknown possible.
prayers for others and for ourselves. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We give you thanks for the gift of today and for the many ways you continue to strengthen us to face the challenges of COVID-19 and the other associated challenges of our time. Thank you for never leaving us alone. Thank you for always working with us. Thank you for giving us gifts of families and friends to be with us on this journey. We praise and worship you, our God. Lord, we know that you are still in charge of your world, and COVID-19 pandemic is not in charge. So we ask you to please give us a day when this will be over, when the pandemic will leave us, and when life will return to normal. Help our healthcare workers, Lord, keep them safe from this pandemic, and grant them grace and patience as they continue to take care of the sick ones. We pray for our governments all over the world, and we ask that you might grant them wisdom to take the right decisions at this time, as UK and Scotland goes into other restrictions in the coming weeks. Please help us, Lord. Give us grace. Give us patience. Keep us safe. And we pray for those who are bereaved at this time, mourning the loss of loved ones through the COVID-19, or lost due to other health challenges. Let your mercy and your comforting arms embrace them. We pray for those who are hard hit by this pandemic, those who are lonely and those who are alone, those who are needing care, those who are needing hugs and friendship. Let your presence be real to them, Lord. Our precious God, we pray for our church family, St. John's Kaluk. We pray for the larger Kaluk community. Please, God, keep us in unbroken fellowship with you. Grant us grace to look out for one another, to love one another, to pray for one another, and to be in continued fellowship in the mystical way in which you are with us. Grant us grace, O Lord, to always trust in you, to know you are never far from us. Keep us safe from this pandemic, and help us to be one with you always. We thank you for hearing us. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Fiona, for that special tune. And thank you, Jesse Fubramanuel, for taking the intercessory prayers. Friends, it's been a joy to share with you in today's worship. I do pray and hope that you continue to keep safe and well. We will now take our closing hymn from CH4, number 15. Hymn number 15, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I Shall Not Want." Hymn number 15.
Thank you.
Lift up your eyes to the Lord. The one who sent Jesus Christ as Savior for all the world will never leave you. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. Amen.